This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Alex Wolf. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Great. Alex, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm the manager of sales technology for Coty Beauty, and that's actually in the sales side, not on the technology side. I actually was tasked with finding a solution for delivering images from our New York office to our field sales, which are spread out throughout the U.S., and also to customers, and occasionally to third-party vendors. So I had to go through the whole process of selecting a damn vendor and implementing that solution here, finding the right parties internally to eventually own it in terms of moving the images from place to place and distributing to the field. So it was an exercise in replacing the manual effort of burning disks, shipping them every place, and tracking those requests. It was a lot of work being done here, a lot of manual stuff.
Sounds like it. And how does a global beauty company use digital asset management?
We use it a couple of different ways. And there are various tools. The very basis, everything starts with the idea for a graphic or an image. So from the time that image is developed, and then eventually either shot if it's photography or created in Photoshop or Illustrator, the whole request and concept needs to be tracked from person to person and approved as it goes from creative to marketing to sales back to creative. Mm-hmm. So the digital asset management system helps keep the notifications moving. When the next person in line in the workflow, it has to be notified because the prior person approved it. So that's the basics. Then it's got to track where the images are stored in the file system so that when a request comes in, it could be shipped out. So the next piece is actually sort of a library function, storing all of the images internally. And then we needed a tool that was going to help us identify the images that were ready, what we call our final retouched images, which is a small portion of the thousands of images that we create, mm-hmm. and make them available to the sales team so they could provide them to customers for advertising or just doing presentations at sales meetings.
Excellent. Alex, how has digital asset management been able to save you time and money?
My role is to find efficiencies for the sales team. Sales team had a mm-hmm. 2 to 3, sometimes 4 week wait uh-huh. for images.
Wow.
Even if they were already shot, because we didn't have a way of finding them mm-hmm. and delivering them quickly. Mm-hmm. So gotcha. I had to find the solution.
Yep.
And from there, I sort of back off, except for procedurally and you know, user type administration. It's amazing. We're using a company called Widen as software as a service.
Uh-huh.
And our people now go in, find all the images that they're looking for, provided they've been shot, mm-hmm. and get them back in their hands in 10 to 15 minutes, no matter where they are in the world. One consultant estimated that it cut out about $500,000 in waste.
Wow.
Not in terms of efficiency because of how much time we spent tracking. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget that most of the time surrounding all this, it doesn't take long to burn a disk, doesn't take long to ship a disk, mm-hmm. but it could take 2 or 3 hours worth of phone calls tracking mm-hmm. over the life cycle of a request. First, it's cut out the time mm-hmm. to market, which is it used to take us 2 to 3, maybe even 4 weeks to get images out to our sales team from New York. That cost would be maybe 60 people overnight shipments. So you'd have $15 for an overnight shipment times 60 people. So each set of requests might save us $900.
Wow.
So, and additionally, there's the time that's spent burning disks, the time wrapping them and shipping them. So the efficiencies that we've received by going to an outside vendor mm-hmm. really paid off.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think I would start off with having a good foundation in library sciences, mm-hmm. Because really it's, they need to be somewhat technical, be familiar, of course, with Windows or or the Mac operating systems and the file systems. But the key to success is being able to not store an image, it's to be able to find an image.
Mm-hmm.
So categorization, hierarchies are all things that people involved in DAM need to be able to do very well to recognize what's going to be effective, and more important, what's not going to be effective, and that will allow the end user who is not a librarian to be able to quickly get the assets in a timely fashion and then delivered very quickly, you know, to the final destination.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks, Alex.
You're so welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is now available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.